The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Library of Congress is on a mission to save Billy Joel.
They say it takes a lot to keep a love alive.
More after this from Charlie. The Library of Congress houses more than 500,000 CDs, including this one.
A 52nd Street.
Billy Joel's 52nd Street from 1982, the first commercial compact disc. And now, as CDs are fading away, the library wants to make sure they're preserved so that future generations will remember a time when music was stored on little silver things. But oddly enough, they're sometimes more fragile than the etched vinyl records they replaced.
You can see this one, it looks pretty good.
Right.
And then this one.
Oh my.
CBS's Jim Axelrod talked with Fenella France, who's the chief of preservation research and testing at the Library of Congress. And strange as it may seem, CDs from only 20 years ago are degrading faster than parchment from hundreds of years ago. The reason being that different CD makers use different manufacturing methods, some more durable than others.
We don't know how people have stored or used them over time. So all of those factors, the use, the handling, the environment, all come into play in terms of the longevity.
So the library tests CDs by cooking them in a chamber and varying the temperature and the humidity to see at what point they're no longer playable.
The only thing that's different is how you've artificially aged them.
They were aged under the same conditions. One survived, one did not. So that's the challenge we have.
As for the CDs in your own collection, don't stick labels to them and don't mark them with Sharpies unless you do it on that little circle in the center where no data's stored. And Billy will be singing for a long time.
But if we shift the rhythm into overdrive.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.